क्या था, रूह वही रूह नया।
In 2009, I went to Stockholm to receive the Globe Forum Award. And this is the diary of that event. So this diary was written in June 2009. Today's podcast is called as Stockholm Diary. Stockholm is a very beautiful but costly city. It costs 10 kroner, about 64 rupees in 2009, to go to a urinal in the railway station. A simple hamburger meal costs about 60 to 70 kroner. I was invited to the Swedish capital to accept the Globe Award for Sustainability. These awards are given by the Globe Forum, whose CEO is a very nice young entrepreneur called Johan Goreki. Johan made his millions as one of the founders of Skype. We received the award in sustainable research category for our invention of low-grade ethanol cum limestone. The award ceremony was quite an elaborate affair and started with first a cocktail with the HRS Crown Princess Victoria in a stately royal room of the Grand Hotel, one of the prestigious hotels of Stockholm and a landmark like the Taj Hotel in Mumbai. Crown Princess is a very lovely and lively lady. She had visited Pune last year and told me that she was amazed to see all the Swedish companies on one road and their campuses were absolutely clean and beautiful, unlike those in Sweden. I told her that an army of Malis or gardeners and servants do that job, and the same thing can happen if they are allowed to immigrate to Sweden. I also presented my two books, Nature of Human Thought in 1970s America, to her. After an hour with the Crown Princess, which is also included photo ops with her for all the awardees, we are led to a dining hall of the hotel where there were assembled around 400 CEOs, excellencies and distinguished guests of Europe and from other parts of the world. I was seated on the table with the Crown Princess Victoria. For a villager from India, and we were the only two Indians in the whole audience, the other being an MD of a Swedish company, the seating was out of this world. Next to me sat the Deputy Prime Minister of Sweden, Ms. Maud Olofsson, who is also a Minister for the Enterprise and Energy, and in front of me was the Crown Princess Victoria and Johan Goreki. Frank Appel, the CEO of Deutsche Post DHL, the courier company, sat next to the Deputy Prime Minister. The conversation on various subjects ranging from sustainability, rural life and the future of the world was stimulating. The Deputy Prime Minister wanted me to take time off and see the world famous Swedish biogas program. Since this was a short trip, I could not take her offer but hope to go to Sweden in the near future. The ceremony was a mixture of dance, drama and the awards, almost on the lines of Oscar and Golden Globe Awards. Some of the well-known Swedish actors and actresses performed a few dance numbers together with some magic performances thrown in. The prize to Nari for research was the first to be given and so had a better audience impact. I gave my 2-minute thank you speech. The ceremony ended at around 11:30 p.m. and I was extremely impressed with the simplicity of Crown Princess Victoria and Madam Deputy Prime Minister. There was no fuss regarding security, etc., something we see in such a crass display in India. The Chief of Protocol and ADC of the Crown Princess were seated on a separate table and were not at all hovering around her. The award ceremony was very nicely covered in the local mass and electronic media. My interview was a broadcast on Swedish radio and carried in one of the leading daily newspapers of Sweden, Svenska Dagbladet. Among the four awards, the other three went to Tesla Electric Car Company USA for Sustainable Technology Innovation, Cardiff, Wales for Sustainable City, and Novo Nordisk for CSR. Our work on Humble Lantern somehow touched the chord in the forum, since a large number of people came to congratulate me, to appreciate the invention and inquired as how they can help. I think this will help in raising the finances for this work. This was my first visit to Stockholm. I had half a day to go sightseeing around the city. My hotel, Clarion Sign Stockholm, a modern four-star hotel, was situated right at the center of the city, and so it was wonderful to walk to the waterfront. Stockholm is like an island surrounded by lakes and a river, and hence few kilometers from the center of the city to all sides is water. It's a lovely city, but completely Americanized, and McDonald's and Burger King dotting the streets every few meters. Like all European cities, Stockholm is a pedestrian's delight, with broad footpaths and pedestrians and cyclists having the right of the way. Swedes speak excellent English, since right from school they are taught English as a main subject. This is a far cry from Spain or France, where it is difficult to communicate without knowing a little bit of their language. Sightseeing was marred by unpredictable Stockholm, or rather Swedish weather. It would be clear, quite clear, and in minutes it would start raining, not very heavily, but enough to force me to take shelter in a shop. With high winds blowing, the umbrella was of very little use. Going from Fulton, where the temperature was nearly 40 degrees Celsius, to Stockholm, where it was 3 to 4 degrees Celsius, provided quite a thermal shock. On the first day of the forum, all the awardees were asked to present their work in the afternoon, after which there was a general press conference. After our presentation and press conference, we were taken for dinner to the exclusive Villa Pauli by boat. This villa, situated about 10 to 15 kilometers from Stockholm, is in an area where all the rich Swedish people live. It is owned by a couple and is right on the waterfront. In the stately dining room, around 30 of us, the awardees, jury members and forum speakers were fitted with the finest Italian wine and Swedish food. The owner of the villa, a rich banker, told us the history of villa and explained about the frescoes painted by the famous Swedish painter George Pauli. The boat journey to Pauli Villa was an interesting affair. As we entered the boat, we were given the champagne, and for a teetotaler like me, no soft drink or even water was available. Nevertheless, champagne flowed like water. Among the Asians in the forum were two Chinese. One, Professor Jian Min, was a former ambassador to France, Netherlands, and Belgium, and the other was Professor C.S. Qiang, the chairman of Beijing University Environmental Fund, and in charge of running the US-China initiative on sustainability and carbon reduction. Both these gentlemen commented that it was nice that I wore the traditional Indian dress of kurta and Nehru jacket at the award ceremony, and were lamenting that now everybody in China wears the Western dress. The water in Stockholm is very clean, and I could drink it from the tap anywhere. Obviously, this helped my pocketbook tremendously. This drinking water from the tap used to be the case in US in 1970s, but now almost everybody uses bottled water. Arlanda Airport is a very modern one and is situated around 400 kilometers north of Stockholm. It costs about 500 kroner by taxi to reach there from the center of the city. The taxi driver who took me to the airport was quite a talkative one. He spoke little like other Swedes, excellent English, and had recently retired from Swedish Army, in which he served for 37 years. Because of that, he had traveled all over the world and immediately recognized that I was an Indian. He also told me that he plays golf and inquired whether I knew Jeev Milkha Singh, the great golf player. Where in the world can we get a world traveler, golfer, and up-to-date in the world affairs taxi driver, but in Stockholm? The whole trip was paid for by the Globe Award organizers. Otherwise, it is very difficult to go to these countries since they are very costly. At the Mumbai airport on my return from Stockholm, there was a long queue at the customs clearing, since quite a few flights land at midnight. In order to reduce it, the custom officers generally interview the passengers, and if satisfied, they are allowed to go without the customary X-ray scanning of the baggage. The customs officer asked me from where I was coming, and when I told him that I had gone to Stockholm, eyeing the big bag, he remarked that it was too big for a 4-day trip. I told him that it contained a heavy glass globe from that award. He wanted to see the certificate, which was in my briefcase. After examining it, he saluted me, shook my hand, and said it was a matter of great pride for all of us, and waved me off.